What you doing? I'm the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Junshi X by Norihiko Kurizono, Chapter 24, The Battle Begins. This chapter came out on September 24th, 2023, and is the typical 19 pages. So this chapter opens with us fully seeing the Shile and some kind of gremlin of a person. Don't really learn anything else about him, but there's three Bagudaoshi, the three you see on the cover page, that confront it, and one of them reveals, oh, this is the Shile that must have killed Bagudaoshi Shun. And then it cuts to the main group. Yeah, they're getting ready to fight. We don't get to see any more else, of course. But yeah, coming back to the main group where Heiyu is still teeny, they really bring that up. I don't know, kind of like a, oh, things are nice for now. Hey, here's Heiyu. We didn't forget about him again. But then Xiaoyu's like, he's still teeny, but he is still a miniature tiger. Just had to throw that out because that's what this chapter did. Anyway, so yeah. Our main group now consists of Xiaohu, Chaoyun, Jili, Jin, Fengling, Li, and Jin, Gin. Another Bagudaoshi that we finally get to meet. And the rest of the chapter is pretty much just discussing the plan, their strategy for what they're going to do next. Not really much else. But they do go over more stuff like, there's two Shaylee released already, and they're trying to get a third. It just takes longer. It's something we already went over in a previous chapter. Like, they need Leiju time to release them immediately, but with time, apparently they're able to get two. Even though I'm pretty sure it said they only had one, or maybe that little gremlin person only had one at a time. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, they think they're trying to get a third, because of course, why wouldn't they? And now, they also, like, explain this a little bit too, kind of. I think you also kind of have to put it together yourself. They're using more like necromancy more than just releasing them. So if they're able to beat the Wu Dao Jiu Dao, they'll be able to stop them. I guess they're just, if there's no one controlling them, there's no power getting to them, no necromancy power. So they're just fall back over like lifeless corpse, I guess. Unlike, I guess, other Junshi that kind of just roam around on their own doing whatever. I don't know. I guess since they're not fully released, that's the only explanation I can come up with. So, yeah. Apparently, Daoshi Xian, I want you to know, not Bagudaoshi. It, two times his names pop up and it's Daoshi. Not Bagudaoshi anymore. I don't know why yet. We might find out more, but apparently he's able to destroy the unshackling spell months early. And just thinking more on this Bagudaoshi thing, it never refers to Jin or Li as Daoshi or Bagudaoshi at all. If they usually, when their names are referring to them, is brought up, that it's literally like us or you. There's no like Daoshi Jin or Daoshi Li Bagudaoshi. So, and this brings me back to the other chapter. Did, you know, our main three replace them? And then so, is 3 years really enough? Did they get that strong? Or is it just like a preemptive, oh, you're going to be Bagudaoshi now? I don't know. At first, I was like, maybe it's just a translation error. They just forgot to put Bagudaoshi because they say Bagua so much. I feel like it wouldn't be intentionally left out. Unless there was a reason. So, our main group may be the Bagudaoshi now. Or three of them at least. There's supposed to be eight. Well, now there's seven. I wonder if Fengling, because, well, if Jun's dead, that means there is an open spot. And Fengling could be, I don't know, they never, for, I don't know. There's some hierarchy stuff that might be needing to be exposed or resolved. Anyway, so, here's the plan. There's four groups, four pairs, and something like that. Gin is going to lead the other Daoshi as like a frontal assault diversion, while Chaoyun and Li hunt down the Wu Dao Jiu Dao. And then Xiong and Juli are going to recapture a Tomb of the Thousand Kings, which sounds like so much work. Assuming there's 1,000 that probably need to be recaptured just for two of them, I'm sure they're both really strong, especially Juli now because time skip. That sounds like a hard work, but Jin, Fengling, and Xiaohu, and I guess Heihu too, are going to go face the Shile. I'm guessing the one that's still in Xinjiang Village, because I guess those other three Bagudaoshi are maybe handling the first one when we saw at the beginning. Probably not. Things are probably going to get bad. Ooh, I don't know. But I guess it's more distraction more than like we can beat it. It's more like let's try to keep it from killing everyone for as long as we can. Ooh, I mean, the first three just assume they're going to die there anyway. So that might be it. I don't know. But yeah, once Xion is able to destroy the spell, everyone sets off and that's where the chapter ends. So, yeah, no, I'm going to cut right to the title. A bit inaccurate. It says the battle begins. Technically, either a couple things. The battle had already begun with Xion facing the Xile where he died. I feel like that would have been the real battle beginning. But it could also mean next chapter where the battle will actually begin. This is more of a planning phase. So, I don't know, a more accurate title will be the battle is planned, battle plans, planning, just something like that, because I feel like the battle's really going to begin next chapter. But it's an alright chapter, not too much really happening in it. Like I said, it was mainly just planning. Any action we could have saw is probably going to get skipped, just like I do with Shun. I'm assuming these other three probably going to get skipped. I'm just really going to focus on Xiaohu, Xiaoyin, and Jili. But it's gonna be cool. Now, hoping it's a decently lengthy battle. I mean, there's four parts going down. I doubt we'll focus on getting any. So at least these three can each have their own like mini arc within this final arc, if it's final arc. It's most likely is. It's hard to see where it'll go from here. But we also need to find out what happens to Lady Yutan, which hasn't been mentioned at all. So I'm looking forward to where it's going. It's hard to imagine these planes are actually going to work out how they think, though. So, let's talk more about it, what you think. Because there's just so much. That's especially now. And going into conclusions always kind of exciting. So, there's plenty to talk about. But you can do that in comment. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com or join my Discord little group there. And if you want to help support me a little bit with money, I have a Ko-fi, a $1, $2 tier. $1 tier gets you a shout out and a special Discord channel. And then $2 tier gets you access to all my notes and other little blooper abandoned things I just want to post. But yeah, if you want to do that, links will be in the description for everything I just mentioned. But if you like what I had to say, go and give it a like. If you want to see more, go and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this chapter of Junction X. Until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much. Bye.